saying he was speaking on behalf of Bosnia's victims. Bosnia's representative Sakib Sostic told judges that the violence that hit his country like a man-made tsunami in the early 1990s destroyed the very character of Bosnia, along with a substantial part of its non-Serb population.
We are here because the Belgrade authorities have knowingly taken the non-Serbs of Bosnia and Herzegovina on a path to hell, a path littered with dead bodies, broken families, lost youths.
While Mr. Sostic was making his case inside, several dozen demonstrators were outside reading the names of some 8,000 victims of the 1995 Srebrenica massacres. Many of the demonstrators are originally from Bosnia, like 20-year-old Medina Alic. She lost almost all her male relatives in Srebrenica and wants the world court to hold Belgrade responsible.
I hope that the people find some peace. It can bring my family members back, so...
Monday's hearings are the culmination of 13 years of legal back and forth, with Bosnia accusing Serbia of stalling proceedings in an effort to prevent a judgment from ever being handed down. At the time Bosnia brought its case against what was then Yugoslavia, the war was still raging, and the Srebrenica massacres had yet to be committed. Sarajevo asked the court to order Belgrade to stop the violence and find it guilty of ethnic cleansing and genocide. It also wants reparations. Another court, the Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal, also in The Hague, has ruled Srebrenica genocide. While there have been political and military leaders convicted of genocide, this is the first instance where a state will be judged for the crime. In order to prove it, Sarajevo's lawyers will have to convince the court's judges that the Serbian state intended to destroy Bosnia's Muslim population, something which is not expected to be easy. Lauren Komato for VOA News, The Hague.